Dear August Muragwith, August Falter, hold on. This feels loud. I was thinking there was something wrong. No, Will Grant. Dear August Muragwith, August Falter. Qui gradio limni. God and Mary be with you on this lovely morning. And welcome to Radio Limni. Tis Wednesday, not Monday. Tis Wednesday, the 20th of April. Tis 26 and a half minutes to 8 o'clock. Sister Blewett, chalk it down. I was in time, I pressed me button on the stroke of 7:30. For the first time in ages. Bula bus for John the Men. How about that kid? How about that, huh? Special effort I made this morning. Leapt out of it. Like a 2-year-old.
Oh.
And glad to be able to get out of it, I can tell you. Such a night as I'm after putting down. Ah, it was grand. Grand talking to Breed Lawlors this morning. Ah. It's a magnificent morning. Just like yesterday. Plenty of frost. But Sammy Sunshine up, doing his stuff. The sky blue. The birds twittering merrily in the trees. Fancy above at the railway with the papers. And Jim and all the lads getting the day organised. The buses and the trains.
Aye.
The taxis. The conveyances. Conveying people hither and thither and yon. I have Boo Benton singing that somewhere. I should have had it ready for to follow that little opening. But as usual, I haven't. There's microphones standing up and there's microphones lying down. This place is coming on. I can see at least 3 microphones in Studio One. Now, call that nothing. I have to go to the shop, unfortunately, because I have to get things. But isn't it grand to be early? Hurrah, as Walter would say. Hurrah. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. It is magic. Sympathy to sick people everywhere on this lovely morning. You that would love to be able to put your feet out on the floor and you can't. Well, you will soon, please God. And good morning to you. Night staff and night shift workers, good morning to you. And thank you for minding us and our loved ones and our property during the night. And for keeping the wheels of the economy turning. Early risers, good morning to you. Thank you for rising early, preparing the way for the advent of the vast majority of the population. Still slumbering sweetly, I hope. Dreaming of good things, sweet things, cheap things. Ah, cheap things. There's nothing cheap anymore, only talk. And I've loads of that. Ron Shannon. Ron Starr. Ron Bella. Ron Limerick Hurlers. They'll be all at it again this weekend. Am I forgetting anyone? I don't think so. Get up all that now, come on. Just because I'm early doesn't mean you can be dossing in your beds. You have to get up anyway. Don't be lying there blaming me for it. When I'm not here, you're blaming me. You're saying he's late. I can't get up. He's late. It isn't 7:30 yet. Well, it is. It is 8:24. I said good morning to sick people, night staff, night shift workers, early risers. I forgot the ladies in waiting. Ladies in waiting, good morning to you. I hope all is going well. Some of you will be off the list since yesterday morning. So I hope everything did go well. And God bless all the new arrivals in Radio Limni Land. Now, I'm going out to the shop, first things first. I'm leaving you with Engelbert Humperdinck, and he's up on his bicycle, for starters. And then he's complaining that he's a man without love, and I should be back by the time he has that done.
Change it, my friend.
la-la-dee-dee. I thought 'twas a man without love, but 'twas a winter world of love. 'Tis beautiful out and everyone is up, except yourself, you're not up yet. Oh, you are, excuse me. It is 7:45, almost. That's all it is, nearly 7:45. You think 'twas 1 o'clock? The town is as busy. There's people everywhere, walking, cycling, driving, running, jogging. There's dogs all over the place as well. Will ye mind your dogs, will ye? Have them wandering around the city. At least 8 dogs I saw, and none of them with any sign of an owner. Just wandering around. Small ones and big ones. Hey, diddly. I've the kettle on. 7:45, that's not bad going. I might even get the roll call done this morning. You never know. The cold is improving. Mary Foley, the night nurse, the medicine. Topper. Coming on, tis, thank God. And about time too, says you. We have water, we have milk, we have sugar, we have tea, we have fags, we have papers. What more do we want? We have everything at Radio Limni. Eiriki as for labas. Some of ye still dossn't. Come on, get up out of it. We'll have the Girl of the Morrisseys now, and the old rustic bridge by the mill. Thank you, Engelbert, for keeping it going. Is this good?
I'm thinking tonight of the old rustic bridge that bends o'er the murmuring stream. 'Twas there, Maggie dear, with our hearts full of cheer, we strayed.
Lovely Harlan, lovely Harlan. What a lovely morning. 8:10. We're going out the banner now. I'm on the banner. Chris Ball, my lovely Rose of Clare. Chrissy Murphy, are you there, Chrissy? And who do I love? I love Roger O'Donoghue. Thank you, Roger, for the kind messages. Roger always leaves me a little note. With good news, always a bit of good news. Come on, Roger O'Donoghue. He's fast asleep, or maybe he's at work. Who knows? Who knows? 8:05. My cold is improving. Thank God, it is getting better. Do mind myself now? Ah, the sweat is dripping off me. Sorry, the perspiration is running off me. The sweat is dripping off me. Such a thing to say, and people in the middle of their breakfasts. Joe Dolan. What about Joe Dolan? I don't know. Joe Dolan, I think he's... I think he was in Limerick this week, was he? Not sure. I have him here anyway, on record. And he's singing I'll Always Love You as well, like Chris Ball. Except that Joe says I'll Always Love You in my own peculiar way. Eh, peculiar. Queer. Nah, strange, odd. Anything else you can think of?
It would be a comfort.
Lads, I'm overdoing it. I'm only wrecking myself. Taking advantage of the fact that I was on time this morning. I'm trying to do everything. I should just take it easy. There's no panic. 'Tis only 8:01. I'm upsetting myself. And if I upset myself, I upset you, don't I? It isn't fair. The place is full of sweep tickets. I mustn't forget to give Joe Kirkland his sweep ticket now when Joe comes in with the Daily Mirror. There 'tis up there now where I'll see it. What's the bet and I'll forget it? Someone give me a shout while Joe is in. Say, John, give him his ticket. He could win. Aye. I can't wait to have some celebration. We'd have lemonade and tea. Buns. Joe loves buns. Nearly 8:00, Wednesday morning, the 20th of April. It is the feast of... Oh, it's a queer hawk this morning. Hold on. I had a look at it, but I couldn't pronounce it. Might be able to see it better now. Saint Adelgisa. Now, where in God's name do they drag him up from, would you tell me? Adelgisa. A-D-A-L-G-I-S-A. Adelgisa is the best I can make of it. I told you it was a hard one. Fill him up round the house again, Joseph McHugh. Avoid the mud. Get up!
Fill him up round the house again.
Get up, old that bat, says she, will you get out of it?
Come all ye young fellas who travel the land in search of the crack. back with guitar in your hand. Go down to Lishgaller in the county of Clare. You'll find a pub in it that's ever so rare. Go into McHugh's shop, the center of town. You'll get a warm welcome from your chalky down. The one like canary will sing how to do in the 7 day license of Joseph McHugh. You'll meet men from Marlestone and Rinnean, judges from Lahinch and an odd beauty queen. A tinker from Kerry drops in for a glass, a box of rat poison and oats for his ass. Just throws up the bar like a captain on deck. He don't tip his cap and he don't give a wreck. If you're Irish or Spanish, you're Russian or Jew, you'll get a warm welcome from Joseph McHugh. From the house again, Joseph McHugh. The shop is well stocked for all comers to see, with brushes and buckets, balloons and whiskey, bullseyes, liquors, all sorts displayed in glass jars, and an out-of-space soup just imported from Mars. There's onions that's stacked in a bag in some row, a picture of George shaking hands with the Pope. His old parish priest, that's rude, I tell you, declare publican Joseph McHugh. He sells streaky bacon all covered with salt, ward off blue bottle from making the hall. He has cups for coarsen, some say that's not fair, but the scanner is famous for chasing the hair. He's a bachelor gay on the market, I hear. He may make a move by the end of the year. But if the greyhound has pups, you can say you're alone. For he'll never get married, then Joseph with you. Round the house again, Joseph with you.
Get up, all of it!
So there you have it, the song I declare, about the small pub in the sweet county Clare, where time has stopped still and the old life remains, to laugh at computers and mad college brains. So if you're in trouble, find yourself in the jam, want a wife on a greyhound or a half pound of ham, you can do a lot worse, that's the truth I tell you, then call on that publican Joseph McHugh. Fill him up round the house again, Joseph McHugh.
Hi, how are you, Dermot Kelly, the singing bank manager, Joseph McHugh. What would raise the cockles of your heart? That was for Jimmy and Ryan and Pender and Bernard the jeweller and all the Meddens and all the Joyces and all the gang in Castle Connell and a Han and all points out there. The sun is blazing down out of a blue sky. 'Tis nearly 8:05. What is grand? Grand 'tis. I've a big mug of tea. I have it nearly drank. But the sweat is still dripping off of me. Sorry, I'm still perspiring profusely. Joe Dolan, come here, I love this one.
Dum dee dum dum, dum dee dum dee dum, dum dee dum dee dum 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 dum.
I can't sing.
Dum dee dum dum,
bum
dum dee dum dee dum,
bum
dum dee dum dee dum.
He's in love again.
I'm in love with a girl who lives in the house with the whitewashed gable.
Whitewashed gable, and I won't rest until she marries me. Clapping and all.
Must have been recorded live. Cliff Richard and the London Philharmonic. Is that right? Philharmonic. And an oldie revived called True Love Ways. Buddy Holly wrote that, I think. It was Buddy Holly had the hit with it originally. Am I right, Lockie? Lockie would know that now. It is 1:22 and a half at Radio Lindy. Come here for the umpteenth time have I to explain it to you again. In the mornings between 8 and 9 o'clock, except for the sports news, I'd be catering for children from nothing up to, we'll say, 15 or 16, right? And at lunchtime, from 1 o'clock until about 1:30, I also cater record-wise for youngsters, again, because they only get the half hour or so for their lunch, then they have to go back to school. You see? So will you stop asking me for things like Four Green Fields and Fiddler's Green between 1:30 and 1:30 any day, Monday to Friday? Because I can't do it. I have to take care of the children. They only get the half hour to hear their favourite records. Right? So if you want things like Fiddler's Green and waltzes and old-fashioned stuff and cowboy stuff, any time after 1:30, but not between 1:30. No, and you're as good.
Ryan's Household Hardware, Patrick Street, have the value. Santex, $10.99 per gallon. Dulux Weather Shield, $12.95. Crown Strongholds, $12.95. Great value in the wallpaper department. Wood chip, only 99 pence. Tiling on a roll, still only $10.95 per roll. At Ryan's Household Hardware, 29 and 30 Patrick Street, Limerick. For exclusive and inexpensive Holy Communion posies, baskets and bouquets, in silk or fresh flowers to suit all First Communion outfits, call to the flower specialist Nancy Lawless, Bedford Row, Limerick. Telephone 41666.
Happy Butcher Noel O'Connor. This week, the Happy Butcher Noel O'Connor in Wickham Street will give you 10 lamb chops for a pound or 10 pork chops for a pound if you ask him nicely.
Batty Yelverton and Sons and Shamrock Fireplaces have a new showroom at No. 5 John Street. Competitive prices and quality in furniture and fireplaces. Showrooms open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. That's Batty Yelverton and Sons and Shamrock Fireplaces, now open at No. 5 John Street, Limerick.
What did you think of Cliff Richard's new single? I didn't like it at all. I prefer Buddy Holly's original. Well, 1:25 in all the songs that's there. Couldn't he have picked something a bit more suitable than True Love Ways? I liked his last one all right. The one with Phil Everly. She means nothing to me. Something like that one. Ah, what? Something like it. The next record, when I play it, is F.R. David and Words. But to dive into another pile of letters first. John the Men, please play a request for John Madden and Maggie of Voices Court, hoping John will keep well after his illness, from Bridie Llewellyn. Will you play the Ring Your Mother wore at 1:15? Well, I'm just after explaining why I won't. And by Bridie. Later on, we'll play all them ones. And John Madden, you'll be there, won't you? I will. John the Men, please play a request for Anthony Hinchy of Bowman Street, who is 10 today. Will you please play Baby Blue from Nana and Grandad Llewellyn? Upper Carey's Road. Thank you, John. Anthony Hinchy. We had requests for you this morning as well. And here's another one for Anthony Hinchy, whose birthday is today. He's 10. Will you play Friday Night by Fame from Mam and Dad, Breda and Joe, in Bowman Street? And a request for our brother, Anthony Hinchy, from Mark and Darren and Baby Karen. Happy birthday to Anthony. He's 10 today. F.R. David Words. I bet you he likes that one, because that's what we're getting. But more letters. Hurry on, John, tis pushing on. Tis 126, 21 McDonough Avenue, Jasborough. Dear John, please play a request for Mary and Kevin Moran, and say many thanks for being such good neighbours, and Mary for being a friend. They will be missed very much by me. They are moving out to live in Mungret this week. They have been here 10 years. They lived next door to me. Mary, I hope you will be happy in your new home. John, please say happy birthday to their son, John, who will be 7 on Saturday, from his friend, Sean McCafferty. Sean will miss John very much. This is from Mary McCafferty. The best of luck to them all. Thank you, John. Oh, that nice. Dear John, I'd be grateful if you would read this letter and see if you could get a lift for myself and my little girl, Anne-Marie. You met her, John. I am looking for a lift to Ennis on Saturday between 3 o'clock and 3:30, because Anne-Marie is dancing at a fish in Ennis at 4 o'clock. And I would be very grateful to the person, and I would not forget them in my prayers. Thanking you, John, from Mary McCafferty, 2 McDonough Avenue, Janesborough. A lift to Ennis on Saturday between 3:30, to be out there for 4. Aye, 2 McDonough Avenue, Janesborough. If you can help, for Mary Broderick and Martin Cook of Clareview. Hey, Martin. And was that something to do with the Marine Radio School dance last night? Oh, I tell you. Oh, it was love. I think it was love. Mary Broderick and Martin Cook. Such dancing. I was last, of course. I was 44 and what, nearly 45. The next eldest there was 20. I was like a chaperone now. A pure strawberry. Please play a special request for Teresa Kelly, who is celebrating her 21st on the 21st. That's today. And also Pat Keane, who celebrates his 21st. Thanking you from Auntie Patsy. Oh, 2 21-firsts, Teresa Kelly and Pat Keane on the 21st. There's coincidence. Oh, bye, Patsy. Hello, Patsy. Oh, yeah. For Ross Birmingham, 6th birthday today from Mam and Dad and all the family. Happy 6th birthday to Ross Birmingham. 46 Gary Glass. Dear John, please wish my daddy a happy birthday on Thursday. Please, John, his name is John Lillis. Lots of love, Amanda Lillis. And hundreds of kisses. Amanda, my love, I didn't see you for ages. And Daddy, it is his birthday today. John Lillis. Oh, stop. I know where he's going. I do. Don't I know where you're going for your birthday, John? Yeah. 46 Gary Glass. Dear John, would you please wish John Lillis a happy birthday on Thursday between 1 and 2. Thanking you, Geraldine Lillis. Now, who loves you, baby. And a happy birthday to John Lillis from Mary and Ollie O'Halloran. And John Lillis again from Paddy and Teresa Lillis. And then another one now, and this is different. This is for Liam McMarlowe of Cracora Avenue and Jerry Carmody of Hyde Road, who is coming back after doing 6 months in the Lebanon. And all the lads who are coming back safely, thank God, from the O'Connell family, 8 Cracora Avenue. Come here, mind the dog. I met himself the other day. Are you the dog, says I, the O'Connells, 8 Cracora Avenue. That's right, says he. We had great sport with the dog last year, or the year before. Welcome home, Liam McMarlowe and all the lads, Jerry Carmody. Safe and sound, thank God. Coming home now in dribs and drabs. I'll have to play a record, cost is 1:30. F.R. David and Words. Don't forget the 1:30 news on RTE.
Don't come.
young, Mr. David. And words don't come easy. I presume he's young anyway.
He sounds young.
It is 1:34 almost. I was listening to the news headlines at 1:30. Well, nothing much, thank God.
Looking for a career? With a future? With meaning? A job where you know from the start you'll be helping others as well as yourself? Then how about working for the man upstairs? The Augustinian priests and brothers lead active, challenging, fulfilling lives as the friends of God and man, working both at home and abroad. If you think you've got what it takes, ring Paddy Mullery at 061-45374 and he will tell you more. The Augustinians, friends of God, friends of man.
Swift Engineering, Unit 1 Enterprise Center, Moiras, are specialists in all aspects of engineering, including fire escapes, safety ribs, security grills, roof racks, gates, and welding of any steel items, including aluminium, cast iron, and stainless steels, all at the cheapest rates. Swift Engineering are at Unit 1 Enterprise Center, Moiras. Telephone 52064, that's 52064. Special offers from the Cotton Boutique in Shannon Furniture and Carpets. Cotton sateen lining now only 60 pence a yard, with all materials purchased. 48-inch wide cotton prints and acrylic tweed from 175 a yard. Lead weight polyester net from 90 pence a yard, and £5 off all brass rails. Curtain rails fitted free, all this and more from the Cotton Boutique in Shannon Furniture and Carpets, Upper William Street, Limerick.
Oh, how did grand, 25-2. Most of them gone back to school. And I was out at the gate. We had three fellas, a bit of a problem. Shouting and roaring foul language. Not at me, you know, but kind of out loud. So I give out to them. I hit them. Nicely, like, just explain to them that it isn't doing themselves any good using language like that. There's no need for it. It's only yourselves you're disgracing. You're not disgracing anyone else, as I... They're all right. Requests. The next record, 4 Green Fields. See what I mean? And who's singing it? Tommy Makem and Liam Clancy. I've never heard them singing it. I'm just after finding it. I was looking for it by the flying column. And I came across an album with Makem and Clancy singing 4 Green Fields. And I said, we'll give this a spin, because I've never heard them singing it. But first, some more letters. I've an awful lot of letters, in fact. I'm way behind them now. Dear John, please play a request for Mrs. Noreen O'Connell, whose birthday was last week, and also one for her husband Patrick and son Brian, who is 5, and Brian loves to hear you saying any old ska and any news. Oh, do I to be saying that? I heard Walter saying that. Was Walter started all that? And is everyone doing it now, including me? Would you please play Billie Jean or Brian, no, or Michael Jackson, anything by Michael Jackson, because Brian loves them. Thanking you once again. Keep up the good work. Patrick is living in O'Malley Park, from the O'Connell family, 8 Cracora Avenue. Hey, God, you went mad with the Byros today, didn't you? Sniffles. Sniffles. I got sniffles. Hushed. The tea's gone cold. Drink it quick. Last little drop. Down the hatch. Oh, excuse me. Joe the Dane Hayes loves cold tea, but I can't stand it. I love it hot. That was cold. Hello, John. Hello. I would be grateful if you would play John McCormack. God keep you is my prayer for my old pal, the Duke of Garryowen, Larry Foxy O'Brien, who is spooned to death with ice cream by the Merry Widows. John, I was out to see him last night and I couldn't get near the bed. Get well, Larry, from the Mayor of Garryowen, Mike Dorn. Thank you, John. You're welcome, Mike. How about that? Do that. Couldn't get near the bed. Ice cream. Is he allowed ice cream? suppose he is. Why not? Take all you can get there, Larry, anyway. Although if you're not supposed to be getting ice cream, well, maybe you shouldn't. Try and kind of put it in the fridge or something. Get one of the nurses put it away for you. Until after. 10 Emmett Place. Hello, John. Glad your cold is nearly better. You sound a lot better today, Tuesday. Yes, I wasn't too bad on Tuesday. I've gone backwards again now. I hope Alf's cold is better too. Oh, he's grand. However he did it, I don't know, but he shifted it. Now, John, the request is for my darling granddaughter, Alison Stratton, who will be 6 on Thursday. She's a lovely girl, so play something nice for her. She told me that she loves John the Men. God bless for now. Yours as usual, Emily Stratton. Aye. Emily, in Emmett Place. Alison, happy birthday to you. 6 today. Writes me lovely letters, that girl. John, please wish her a very happy birthday. Emily, I thought you were finished. Is this another page? It is. I should have known. Please wish her a very happy birthday from Granddad George and myself, Gran and Granddad O'Donoghue, her own Mam and Dad, Maureen and Eugene, also Uncles Pat, Sean and Vincent, and Auntie Catherine, and all the cousins, but not least, at last but not least, Auntie Breda, and her brother Jason, and sister Karen. Thanks for all past requests, John, so God bless once again, Emily Stratton. Wouldn't you think she'd be finished? Not on your life. P.S. John. Emily, I'll kill you. You left Jason down last week. He put in a request for George and myself as a surprise for us. He had spent a whole week with us for Easter. I wrote a letter when he went back home thanking us and asking for a request. He was very disappointed when he didn't hear it being played for us. Love, Emily. Well, Emily, I don't know why he didn't hear it, because I distinctly remember reading it. And I distinctly remember saying, isn't that nice of Jason to write that nice little thank you letter, given that he had been in for the holidays. I distinctly read it, Emily. So, Jason, it wasn't my fault if you didn't hear it. You just weren't listening at the time I read it. Well, Villa Marion, 41 Shelburne Park. Dear John, please play something nice and wish Sir Lawrence a speedy recovery. Best wishes from Peg and Mick. The Moors in Villa Marion. Ah, it's lovely writing, Peg. The writing is beautiful. Kid, you're better than ever. Dear John the Men, please play a request for my nephew, Kieran O'Sullivan, 2 Clarina Avenue. He will be 17 on Thursday. He is still recovering from his trip to the Isle of Men with Caledonians. Addy, please play something romantic, just to annoy him. He hates soppy songs, as he calls them. Play this before 8:20 in the morning, before he goes to Crescent Comprehensive. Best wishes from Auntie Betty. I'll put that away for the morning, so will I? Because it is long gone, 8:20. It is 18 minutes to 2. And there's another one for Kieran O'Sullivan. Save Your Love, as he adores that song. Yeah. Tell him I heard all about him in the Isle of Men, and his mother thinks he is very quiet. Love and best wishes from Helen, Catherine and Jane. That terrible blackguard, no, poor Kieran O'Sullivan. All the mothers think all their sons are very quiet, and don't you be giving the game away. Here's Clancy and Nakem and 4 Green Fields.
Sprout, old woman.
And Liam Clancy, Tommy Makem, doing the singing. Four green fields. It is lovely out. And you'd think it was the middle of summer. It is beautiful looking out the window. Time-wise, it is 13 minutes to two. Lucky for some. And the next record is the other one that was requested earlier on. Fiddler's Green. When I get around to it, like, because I have to take an ad break and I have to read more letters. There's buttons to be pressed as well. Risha, get your button ready, love. I'm coming up to it any minute now. I know I'm late, but sure, you're used to me.
Use Hadfield's paint for that really fresh look about your home this spring. Gloss, vinyl silk and matte emulsion, plus smooth finish and textured exterior wall paint, all in 1983 colours. Made by Hadfield's, the fresh paint people, available from James McMahon Limited at Cork and Rhee on the Dock Road, Limerick. Open till 6 o'clock from Monday to Friday.
Ahoy there! Limerick's new Mariner restaurant in the Granary Tavern, Charlotte Quay, is unique in Ireland. Enjoy an excellent meal and a good bottle of wine in a 19th century nautical atmosphere. We go overboard to please, and no one needs to float alone to pay. So come aboard the Mariner restaurant, the Granary Tavern, Charlotte Quay.
Attention all car owners. Have you a used car to sell? If so, bring it along to the car auction, held every Wednesday and Saturday at the PMPA Garage in Castle Troy, the place to buy or sell a used car.
For details, telephone 49664, that's 49664, to buy or sell a used car.
Knockers. Knockers. That's what we are, a nation of knockers. Aren't we? We're always knocking. Criticizing, aren't we? Yeah, we're diddly at it. Cheer up, cheer up. 'Tis 2:55. Another bundle of letters. For Thursday, that's today, the 21st of April. Put that bundle over there now, they're all done. Look at that for doings, telling you. Dear John, would you please wish our mother and father, Mr. and Mrs. Meehan, of 12 Dunnock Moor Crescent, Kincora Park, a belated happy anniversary, as they were 18 years married on Tuesday. Hey, John, they will both be listening today. If you could play Baby Blue or Sweet 16 between 1:15 and 1:30. We're way late, aren't they? From Teresa and Jacqueline and John and Andrew. Oh, I hope the Meehans are still there at 12 Dunnock Moor Crescent. Belated anniversary greetings from Teresa, Jacqueline, John and Andrew. Baby Blue, I'll be playing that one soon, because it is very popular. But the next one, as I said, is Fiddler's Green. Wrap me up, wrap me up, wrap me up. It is a pity I didn't wrap myself up. I wouldn't have the cold. 73 Clarina Avenue. Dear Mr. Frawley, would you be so kind as to play a request for the best mother in the world, as her birthday is on the 21st of April. She is Mrs. N. O'Keefe. Also, our nephew Damien, that's Damien McCormack, will be 4 on the 22nd, tomorrow. He loves the Wobbler, Shaken Stevens. Will you play it at 1:20? Oh, it is long gone, that too, isn't it? Half an hour ago, that was. On either of the 2 days, as there is only a day between the two birthdays. Also, excuse the writing. The writing is lovely. Crystal clear tis. And thank you again. This comes from 7 daughters, 4 sons, and all Damien's aunties and uncles. The O'Keefe family. Oh, what I can do with that now is put it away, can't I? And do it before 1:20 tomorrow, when Damien will be there, because he's probably gone out now, is he? 4. Would he be gone back to school at 4? I don't think so. I don't think they'll go back when they're 4. I think they only go in the mornings. But anyway, I'll do it again tomorrow. Friday, between 1 and 1:15, just for safety. Right? Please God. Now. Yes, write that up there in the top of it. Oh. Getting organised. Press your button, please. Well, the knob of Radio Limerick. Risha, this is Radio Limni, darling. I know the English for Radio Limni is Radio Limerick, but please, Big L calls itself Radio Limerick. So, you see what I mean? They used to call themselves just Big L, but lately they've been calling themselves Big L Radio Limerick. And sign is on, there's fierce confusion. They're getting loads of our letters. You see? So Radio Limni, Moshe the Holly, Arisa. What's the Irish for Arisa? It's a queer saying today. Hold on. Who's feast to another dinner? What kind of old guff was I giving out about this morning? Isn't today the 21st? I got the wrong saying this morning. Today is the 21st, definitely, and it is St. Anselm. I said it was St. Adelgisa. Sure, that was yesterday. St. Anselm today, forgive me. That's a perfectly straightforward St. Anselm. I know a couple of Anselms. But Adelgisa. I'd hate to be christened Adelgisa, or however you pronounce it. Back to Rita now. What's this about I losing my number one spot on Radio Limni? No way. I'm not standing for that caper. No way. Tell this lady that she has to take her turn. Ask her, has she sat up at 3:30 in the morning time to write to you and telling you about her silent night bed? Ah, now, John, I ask you, I won't stand for that. Now, back to the requests. I know three lads who love listening to you. They are Bear Kiley, God help us, Joe Lyons and Joe Curley. Oh, yeah, the Musketeers. The Sun 10 Kids. So, John, will you play Baby Blue? Also, my old friend Larry the Fox, get well soon. Larry from Rita, Anthony and Kathy. Keep up the good work. God bless for now. I get an awful rollicking over you. When I meet someone for the first time, all I get is, oh, so you're John's cross in life. Ha ha. Love from your old pal, Rita Blake O'Donnell. You're climbing back up the charts, all right, Rita. Yeah, no doubt about that. Two of them in the one day. Just as well, it's only Thursday. If it was tomorrow, Rita, dustbin department. 2 to 2. Yeah, nice, isn't it? 2 to 2. That's the time. Oh, look. 1:30. I'll be killed. Now, play that record and I'll see what kind of trouble I'm in with the rest of the letters.
As I went a-walking one evening so rare, to view the still waters and take salt air, I spied an old fisherman sitting alone, saying, take me away, boys, me time is not long. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me I'm shipmate, I'm taking a trip, mate, and I'll see you someday in Paris green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I've heard tell, where fishermen go and they don't go to hell, where the weather is fair and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumper, no more in the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me I'll shipmate, I'm taking a trip, mate, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Where the weather is fair, there's never a gale. Jump on board with the swish of their tail, and you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, while the skipper's below making pay for the crew. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me our shipmate, I'm taking a trip, mate, and I'll see you someday, this week. Now I don't need a harp, nor a halo, not me. Just give me the breeze and the sweet rolling sea, and I'll play me our squeeze box as I sit alone, and the wind in the rigging still singing this song. Wrap me up in the oilskin jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me our shipmate, I'm taking a trip, mate, I'll see you someday in I'll see you someday in
Dermot O'Brien and a quiet rendering of Fiddler's Green. I'll see you someday, says he. Fiddler's Green. Tis gone too now, tis 2:02. It was 2:02 a while ago. Now tis 2:02. 2 minutes after two. Thursday afternoon, and I'm looking for Baby Blue. I have a huge pile of records in my handy, and I'm leafing through them. Baby Blue, where are you? Because didn't I say it, played? We'll have to get it in fast. Because people have to do things. Haven't all day to be sitting down listening to radios. You've lots to do, I know. It isn't in this blooming bundle, anyway. This Friday night from fame. Wait. There it is. Hurrah! Baby Blue, the Conquerors. Now, put it over there. On the yoke. And pull in the little needle. I don't care whether we win, lose or draw. It is all the same to us. Is there going to be a match? There's loads of matches again this weekend. Soccer and hurling and rugby and basketball and rowing and table tennis and snooker. Everything. Another weekend of activity. What day is it? Sure, tis only Thursday. What am I yapping about? Why am I thinking tis Friday? Looking at the wrong saints and all on the calendar. For all you're demented. You're only a yo-yo. I agree with you. How's my poor brother Brendan? I butch, and he knows. Madeline knitting again. Up to the vino this time. And Mrs. O'Donnell at the far end is hoping for a girl. Up to daddy now here. Here we are. Dear John the Men, at 1:30, well, the only consolation I have is that 'twas for John Hayes, and the record he wanted, wasn't I lucky enough to actually play that one at 1:30 today? Do you remember I did it, F.R. David and Words? And this letter says, please play a request for my son John Hayes of 45 Flood Street, Killaloe. Would you please play Words at 1:30 from his mother, Mrs. Eileen Hayes? By the way, he'll be 13. I'd say he's gone back to school now, is he? I'm sorry, Eileen. Tell him I'm sorry, but at least he got the record anyway, didn't he? John, I still think you are the... I can't make out that word. Is it complimentary? I'm sure whether it is or not, I can't read it. I'm only saying that now, Eileen. I know what it is, and I'm not saying it. I'm a coward. Thank you, John. Now. John Hayes. In case you're there, John Hayes, happy 13th birthday to you. Ah, oh, joking. Joking, joking, joking. 2:05. Sammy sunshine, goodbye, Sammy. Oh, yeah, the Ryan family. 141 Clearmer Park. Dear John, I would like to thank you for playing two requests for us from my father, Sergeant Junior Ryan, when he was in the Lebanon. Away, is he home? Aye. Great news. John, he will be home on Thursday the 21st. And I'd like if you would play a request for him between 1:30 and 2:00. I'm only 5 minutes late. Junior, are you there? Sergeant! You were terrific, you were. It was great to get the letters. Aye. Junior, you're a beautiful writer. Ah, stop. Talk about polish. And the other fellow, who was the other fellow was writing? I'll find out tomorrow, I'll bet you. He'll be home soon if he's not home today. He'll be home in no time. Then I'll be home. Thank God, safe and sound. John, tell Daddy it's great to have him home again. Oh, do you hear that, Daddy? And this is from his wife, Del, and children, Michael, Caroline, Leslie, and Nicole, all the Ryans. Sergeant Junior Ryan of 141 Cliona Park, home from the Lebanon. How long was it? 6 months, was it? A long old stint. Aye, welcome home, Junior. I'm sure he's probably not listening at all. I'd say he's out and down the shop, yeah? Going round, saying hello to all the neighbours. Oh, the sweets. There'll be loads, huh? I'm telling you. Please play a request for Nicola. Is it Nicola? And N-A-T-I-C-A. Natisa. Deer of a hen. I'd say, no, that's not how to pronounce those sort of Christian names. Nicola, fair enough, but Natija or Natisa, I don't know what that is, but you'll know anyway. Also include the Rochford family of Garryowen and the Mulqueen family of Castleconnell. Hey, Castleconnell, Garryowen and a hen. There's a selection fee. And the deers. Ow! And the nose. Oh, it is a beautiful day. Baby Blue, isn't it? Come on, Tommy Flynn. Baby Blue, the Conquerors. Oh, my Baby Blue, I needed you. What's missing? I'll tell you what's missing. Anne Murray is missing, seeing you needed me. I'll find it, though. I've loads of time to find it. Cost is only 2.11. That was Tomás Flynn. And the Conquerors. Show band. Seeing Baby Blue. Baby Blue. Radio Limney. For Ollie John. Tuckered out. Is that the expression? I'm plumb tuckered out. Aye, Colm Tucker.
For weekly furniture removals to and from London, contact Roach Transport, Lisnagri, telephone 773-21-6 PM.
OM Hire Centre Limited, Earson's Lane off Lower Catherine Street, for all your home improvements. You can hire ladders, lawnmowers, car trailers, hedge trimmers, cement mixers, carpet cleaners, wallpaper strippers, scaffolding towers, etc. Also mower sharpening and hedge clipper sharpening, gas heater repairs and a delivery service. All from OM Hire Centre, Earson's Lane off Lower Catherine Street, Limerick, telephone 44826.
For all your plumbing and heating supplies, call to Paddy Kelly, Cathedral Place, Limerick. Telephone 41066.
Shannon Furniture and Carpets, great bargains in printed carpet. Two containers clearing at £2.99. Three-piece suites clearing at half price. Special bedding week. 3 foot beds, £39. Yes, for floor covering, furniture, carpets, wallpapers, paints, it must be Shannon Furniture.
For hats for all occasions, it has to be Pauline's Hat Shop, 113 Lower Henry Street, Limerick.
Ow! And me nose!
We have. The Happy Butcher offers best roasting beef at £1.45 a pound, roasting pork, boned and stuffed, £1 a pound, legs and fillet of lamb only £1.75 a pound, or try the corned beef, it's delicious. Who'd be hungry, I ask you, with the Happy Butcher, Noel O'Connor, Wickham Street, Limerick, telephone 44174.
I can't find Anne Murray. Anne Murray, where are you? I'll find Anne Murray when Elfie comes back. Elfie will find it. He will, and no doubt about it. Get up for that, Joe. Oh, sorry, that's the morning stuff. This is afternoon, isn't it? It is nearly 2:15. And there's someone with no manners came up to the gate a while ago and tried to push it in. I don't know what kind of people are going around. Some people are just awful. I mean, we see a gate closed, wouldn't you think the first thing you do would be knocking it? Not at all. Pushing and shoving and kicking. I quietened him very fast. Who's that, says I? Is that John the man? Tis, says I. We play a request. No, says I. Why, says he? Because you're ignorant, says I, and there's one thing I can't stand, tis ignorance. You've no manners, I said to him. Go away and get some manners. And then I might play a request for you. I said, you know where to go to get the manners. Very smart, he says. I said, I am. Good luck. Only lifted me out of it. The language. But I didn't care. I came in and closed the door. I did. And he's gone. And if he comes back, I'll kill him. Oh, I'm a right farm for anyone today, I can tell you.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils. Christmas is mine. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that he won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not. Much too busy. You're in a hurry. My how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of
Orbison, Out of the Blues. Well, pretty paper. Pretty ribbons of blue. Very pleasant. It was all I could put my hands on. And I like Roy Orbison. I'm glad it was Roy Orbison who fell into my lap when I couldn't find Dan Murray. Because Roy Orbison has a legion of fans in Limerick. Going back years and years, he was always extremely popular in Limerick. Am I right? So we're going to have another one from him, because tis all confusion here at the moment. Confusion reigns. Rules okay. Organised chaos. Alfie, will you calm down? Tis only 19 minutes past 2. You think 'twas the most important thing in the world that Alfie is for trying to find Anne Murray. He has everything up in a heap. Alfie, we have until 3:30. Mary Malone is above. She's not stirring until 3:30. Am I right, Mary? Sick? Did you see her nodding? Aye, come here, Malone. Less of that, please. Language. How was I supposed to know? I was going to say your stupid husband, but I know he's not stupid. Very intelligent man is Joe, but he forgot to put on the top of the bloomin' letter before 10:30 in the morning. And after dinner. He did. And that's why. Only for myself, remembering it was your birthday this morning. You'd have had no request. No thanks to Joe, coconut cream is right. Them coconut creams have his mind addled. Alfie's taking the blame here. Joe, sorry, Alfie says it's his fault. He deliberately hid the letter, so to get me into trouble with Mary. Who? Frank Patterson? I know, you're too cute for that now. I know you asked Alfie to play Frank Patterson, because he plays him. But you wouldn't ask me to play him. No. You want Anne Murray, you needed me. And I can't find it. I think this happened last year as well. Mary, you're cursed. Yeah, you're like myself. Jonah, a magpie. No panic, we'll be back in a sec. Oh, Roy Orbison, come on, you're on again.
Again pretending out loud, but it don't seem the same. For the heart of the crowd is gone from sight. My part of the crowd is not with me tonight. I remember the past.
Wasn't a very familiar Roy Orbison song, was it? What was it? I didn't even get the name of it, because we're dashing around like scalded cats. The Crowd, that was that. No, it wasn't. Hold on. It was The Crowd, it was, but I'll tell you what's very confusing now. Might be very boring as well. Are you sick of me? Go on away, so, because I'm in no humour today. It is 2:23. This album that I've just commenced to study, it says all-time greatest hits of Roy Orbison. Track 1, Mean Woman Blues, which I skipped. It was a bit lively. Track 2, Pretty Woman. Track 3, The Crowd, that's the one we've just heard. Track 4, Blue by You. And track 5, Oh Pretty Woman. Now, do you get me? Tis labelled wrongly. Track 2, where they have Pretty Woman, should be Pretty Paper. Because that's what we had, wasn't it? So now, see, it was Pretty Woman I thought we were getting. And we got Pretty Paper, to add to the confusion. So now, Oh Pretty Woman is there, but is on track 5. That's the Pretty Woman job. The other one, dong 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 dong, dong 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 dong. So it's a little mistake that can happen. And that's been there a good while now, and I never spotted it till today, that Pretty Woman should be Pretty Paper. The one you heard him singing before he sang The Crowd.
Correct.
Jock it down. 2:25. Come and laugh. She's gone. Yep, she's lost. We have it, but we have it lost. And Murray singing You Needed Me. Alfie's cough is back. The loss of Anne Murray has brought his cough back with a vengeance. What do we do, Alf? I can't play that. I've only after playing it a minute ago. Baby Blue. There's no record in the house. He has them all gone out in the yard, sorting them out, looking for Anne Murray. It is lovely and dry, though, thank God. If it was raining, no, I couldn't do that. I'll sing an old song myself, sure. Keep it going a while. Until I get me hands on something vinyl. There once was a farmer who took a young miss. Who took Anne Murray? She was here yesterday, didn't I play it at lunchtime yesterday? Who took Anne Murray's album? It is gone, missing, lost. Someone has it. Right, let's retrace our steps. Who was on after I left yesterday? Joe Quill. He did not take it. Joe Quill, have you Anne Murray? You haven't. Keith Mills, no. Not on your life would Keith Mills take away Anne Murray. Tea time was Alfie. After tea, there's his bag over there. Has he looked in his bag? I don't know. Maybe he hasn't. He said he doesn't have to. All right, don't get stroppy. Anyone can make a mistake. A look in your bag might pay dividends. Many's the record I often found in my bag that I didn't know I had at all. Now, last night then was Wednesday. Paul O'Connor, he certainly didn't take Anne Murray, the Holidays and Travel Programme. John O'Regan, Regan's Rambles, he wouldn't be interested in Anne Murray. Now, he was on from 9 to 10:30. Then you had Alfie again. Hurrah! He's after finding it. Now, apologies to all those presenters. It was under C. Anne Murray was under C over in the file.